This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Gee, I'm really not sure where to begin, except to say last night's debate was, in a very negative sense, sensational, remarkable, repulsive. And even I, who frequently claim to not be surprised by much, am being blown out of the water here when I look at first Mitt Romney's cowardly speech early in the day. You know, I've always supported Romney for president. You know, why didn't you stand up against Barack Obama? Why didn't you walk out of that debate with Barack Obama and you would have been our president today? And even though you're not perfect, I think you're as close to perfect as anyone else. I thought it was embarrassing, that talk you gave yesterday. And then, of course, the debate. And, you know, the back and forth between Romney and Trump. Well, there are limits, even with yours truly, who's seen a lot and heard a lot. This was beyond the pale. And I think it may support one of the suppositions that Trump made, except that I could expand it when he says that politicians are stupid. And I'd add on to that by saying entertainers and businessmen can be stupid, too. I am starting to wonder if the theory that I put forth, just a theory, I never said I believed it, just a theory. Now, I'm going to repeat it again, and then I want you to think about it. That when Donald Trump entered this race, he felt he was going to do it because he's an obnoxious braggadocio. Yeah, successful in his business. Mitt, you can't say that. A lot of companies file bankruptcy, and we're not going down that road yet. When I said that Trump expected to have a different experience, and he did, it was different than what he thought it would be. I'm beginning to start to attach some credit, some credence to my theory that when he found out that he was really a very viable choice, if not by the party, and he's reviled by the party, but by the American people, and when you flip-flop 8 million Republican voters coming out versus 5 million for the Democrats, and that was reversed when Obama ran, he has become the talking point, not only here but around the world. And all of a sudden, I think he might have gone home and said, Melania, I didn't think this was going to happen. What do I do now? And then he starts thinking how obnoxious he can be and unsubstantive. Now, he's still my second choice. That's unfortunate. That's just a reflection on how things are, because no matter how bad Trump is or the rest of the field, Hillary Clinton is the ultimate disgrace. The ultimate disgrace. So he keeps going along. The polls go up no matter what he says, and then he gets to be on the point of even being reasonable. Because as an intelligent guy, all he has to do is say, I'll just coast. I'll be statesmanlike and diplomatic, and I'll start bringing in people who weren't supporting me. Instead, he goes the opposite route. And then Marco Rubio gets sucked into it in a in a reactionary way because he waited so long. He's fighting for his life. He loses Florida. He's out. He's out anyway. He's won a 1 of 14 primaries. I don't have a lot of respect for Rubio. John Kasich is dignified enough, but he's really a liberal. And I'm not voting for a liberal, but again, would I take Kasich over Hillary? As fast as I could write his name in. So unless Rubio pulls out of this race, unless he does, and I can barely wait until Florida, because he can't win Florida. The only way that Ted Cruz can win this is if he's in a one-to-one battle with Donald Trump. He can't win it in this three or four-way battle. It just can't happen. Kasich has got to get out. Rubio's got to get out. And last night, the only impressive, and he's not perfect, but he's pretty darn impressive, the only impressive candidate for the Republicans is Ted Cruz. And I've always said on this show, I've said it every day, I'll continue to say it, my number one choice is Cruz, my number two choice is Trump. Because I'm swept away by the anger created by Washington. And some things you do on the basis of information, and I do when it comes to ideology, and I know Trump isn't a true conservative, neither was Romney, and I was going to support him, which shows how flexible I am. I just take the options that are on the table, and I decide I have to go with the best one. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is a no-brainer. The only candidate who is worthy of the presidency from the entire group running Democrat and Republican is Ted Cruz. And I don't care that he's not well-liked by a lot of people. As a matter of fact, that's reinforcement. But this picture gets even more muddled because now with a decision to come down to give immunity to the developer of Hillary's home server email and information he knows, he's been granted immunity. Now, why do you give somebody immunity? You give them immunity because you will begin the purposes of prosecution and or indictment for those people who are above Hillary in the chain, and then it may go right to the top to Hillary. And wouldn't it be sweet if it went to Barack Obama? But Obama is, at this point, out of the discussion. Hillary could be indicted. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but from what I understand, if she's indicted, she could still stay in the race. And right now, it's shame on anyone who would vote for her. I mean, shame on them. But what if she's out of the race? What if Trump runs, and I don't think he will, as a third-party candidate? You see, if Trump doesn't want it badly enough, he can go run as a third-party candidate, which means he'll be guaranteed not to get it. Now, I also had another theory way at the beginning. Just want to show some of those people out there I'm not as stupid as you think. That I said, watch for Mitt Romney getting into the race. Now, he carefully couched his words with Matt Lauer and others. But he never really said. He said he's not a candidate and he's not running, but he never said, if I get drafted, then I feel it's an honor and an obligation for my party to come in. Now, even though I'll never forgive Romney for these past 8 years, because he was ineffectual before that, even though I will never forgive him. And that isn't a double-faced comment. I think he'd make a fine president. And if they drafted Romney and somehow Trump got out of the picture and Cruz wasn't going to win it, I wouldn't be unhappy with Mitt Romney. Because if you're looking for perfection, is it Salvatore? Somebody said, if you're striving for perfection, forget it because it doesn't exist. It's a little saying I have at the beginning of a chapter in my book, How to Turn Trends into Fortunes, but I haven't looked at my book in years. So this is shaping up as really an incredible experience. And by that, I don't mean a great one. It's an uncomfortable experience. Because my kids and my grandkids are going to inherit America that won't resemble the America I grew up in. And it may be safe to say, unless Ted Cruz gets in, I just don't know about Donald Trump. I mean, he didn't even change positions from day to day. He changed them within the same parameters. Issues on immigration and others. And he doesn't answer questions. And he doesn't answer them with any depth, which is why I said that I could be up there. And I think, did I say it? I don't know. I said it to Laurie before the segment began. I think I could stand up there and be a much more credible candidate than Donald Trump. I can get into a lot more detail than Trump gets into. And I'm starting to make my own personal assessment on what's really wrong with this guy. Because there's something. Any reasonable person, he's apparently not reasonable, would say, I've got this thing one hands down. I'm just going to cool my jets, become statesmanlike, be nice, and I will coast. And then those who voted for him are going to stay anyway. And those who didn't like his crass, hard approach, some of them are going to say, you know, maybe I'm going to give him a shot. I like his message. And if people leave Rubio and people leave Ben Carson, people leave Kasich, and people leave Cruz, it doesn't mean they're not going to go to, a lot of them may go to Trump. I hope I made sense.
You to America's America Trends with Dr. Gina is going on the road to CPAC. Join Dr. Gina as she broadcasts America Trends live from CPAC tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, with some of the top names in the world of politics. America Trends, live at CPAC, is sponsored by Gun Owners of America and Liberty HealthShare. To find out where you can watch You to America, visit YouToAmerica.com to catch America Trends with Dr. Gina live at CPAC.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware.
My new house is between two lawns that should be on the cover of Lawns Illustrated. I need my lawn to fit in.
I told Sam that during Scott's days at Ace, he can get the products he needs for a great lawn, like grass seed, fertilizer, and weed killer.
Ace is a place that gives you a magazine cover-worthy lawn. All the Lawns Illustrated is completely made up.
It's Scott's days at Ace. Stock up and get up to $130 in instant savings on Scott's Miracle-Gro brands, including Ortho and Roundup. Ace Rewards members get savings instantly in store. Offer valid March 2nd through 7th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy. I have written 52 books. I've spoken to more than 5 million people in 55 countries. And I can tell you that Stu Taylor is one of the very finest authorities on business and personal success in America today. When you listen to his show and take notes, you'll get yourself a college education in practical, street smart things that you can do to be more successful in any business.
All right, just a quick comment. Brian Tracy will be a guest on this show in a week or so with his brand new book. But on on to my first guest, and I've always had this addiction to werewolves and vampires. I mean, I've seen all of these movies that have come out on, you know, you go on Chili, you go on Thriller. I just love it. And joining us is a gentleman who's written a book that kind of encompasses everything that I personally like. I'm not forcing this on anyone, but it's a great story. His name is M.R. Temple. He is the author of Rise of the Witches, and it's an acronym, so there's a period after each letter in Witches. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Welcome. Welcome to the show. It's nice to have you with us, M.R.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, I personally love this. And, you know, when I saw your book and the name of it, you know what came to my mind first? You know that whole those whole three or four movies out? Underworld, Werewolves versus Vampires?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure you loved it. Did you draw any of your ideas from that movie?
There was a bit of Underworld that gave me the inspiration for especially how the werewolves were. I really liked the way he created them. But a lot of it came from working with the prison. It's kind of an interesting story. I like the vampire-werewolf thing, but I noticed that I saw vampire-werewolves and soldiers in real life when I worked in the prison as a mental lockup counselor. So I started relating that to real life, and I started writing the whole story, and it's based off of a family theme to show everybody that in society there's werewolves, vampires, and soldiers, and you've got to choose which one is what. But I do it through a fantasy story of showing a love relationship between a mother and a father, who the father ends up being a werewolf, and she has to show him the love and compassion that's needed to bring him back. But in the meantime, their daughter is called on by Gaia to raise this army, because a lot of times the mothers, the daughters are affected by the choices of the mothers. And I saw that a lot of times in the prison, where the daughters took a big brunt of this, of what happened by the choices of the mothers. And so in this case, the daughter is asked to raise an army of witches to correct all of the issues that have been raised by these werewolves and vampires, which basically in my story are men, and they take it from the prison society.
That's really interesting. Rather than be descriptive from Underworlds, what is the significance of the difference, not between crocodiles and alligators? The crocodiles are much more dangerous. But the difference between werewolves and vampires?
One of the differences between a vampire is that I noticed in the prison there's people who just suck the life out of you. They come to you and they may be very attractive. They may have everything that you think is needed in your life. But then as you get to know them, you find that you're draining. and all they've done is taken everything from you, then they disappear. And then I noticed the difference with the werewolf is he's there to help you, but you've got to be careful because some of those werewolves, they're all about taking care of themselves, and they change on you, and they turn on you, and then there's those that are they're loyal dogs in the end, but they still have that werewolf side to them. So in different werewolf movies, you'll see where a werewolf can be tamed by love sometimes, and that's kind of the case, is that there's still that animal to them that's a dog that's loyal.
I could have formulated that question with a little more clarity, but you answered it so perfectly, I don't have to rephrase it.
Thank you.
Rise of the Witches, M.R. Mm-hmm. Temple. And again, if you think, well, maybe, maybe not, go watch Under the Underworld series. Every time it's on, I keep watching it with Kate. It's beautiful. It's a great, great, great movie, all three of them. So there's more than one message in this book. You've already elaborated on one. What other message is it that you want to translate from the writing of this?
The main story character in it is taken from my daughter. It's even the main name. The message in it is that women have a lot of power, and that the main character, the women, are called gatekeepers. And it's because they open up the gates to this world for life. And so when the world gets out of control, and basically when the vampires and werewolves are out and taken over, women are the ones that come into touch with Mother Nature to heal us. And they're the nurses. They're the ones that we could turn to in regular life. So it's kind of a message that men have to be kind of softened and allow our wives and our sisters and our mothers to help us and allow them to take control. Because in the end, they are the ones that open up the gates to this world for each person to come into this world. So they're called gatekeepers.
Has this book had any visible effect on your daughter and her formulation of what you're trying to postulate and put forward in it?
I believe it has. She really respects, for one, where I came from and then the message that I'm giving, because I tried to make it to where it was understandable for all ages. Because when I first started writing this, she was 10 years old. And then as she grew, my writing grew with her. And then I realized she's going to be an adult. So I wanted to write it so that she could always look back on it, but also other young women. Because as I've said before in the past on my sites, that a lot of young ladies aren't told how powerful they are, that their womb alone opens up this world to another human being, and that they have the choice there. So I wanted her to know that her power is based off of her being a woman, not off of her being anything, you know, less. Nobody should look at her as less, and she should see that being a young lady and turning into a woman is very powerful, because you decide who will walk on this planet next.
The storyline is great. The only reason I'm not going to have you elaborate on it in detail is I really want people to read this. I've given you enough when I've mentioned the movie as Underworld. But
Underworld.
The name of the book is Rise of the Witches. Witches is an acronym. And it is published by Tate Publishing. What was the most difficult part of writing this book?
The names. Trying to be original. The original name for the tribes that started, I didn't want to use any Indian names that were out there, tribes. So I made one up that my son used when he was born, as a little baby when he first started talking, called the Assiniboine tribe. So coming up with names was kind of hard, because to stick with the Native American type of names was a little difficult.
What was more difficult for you, the development of the storyline or developing the characters?
The characters, definitely.
How long did it take you to write this book?
Just a little 5 years. In the process of writing the book, I personally had gone through all kind of changes that delayed the writing. After leaving the prison, I ended up leaving the prison because my son was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, and I basically was never at work. The only doctor we could go to was out of town. We had to travel. I was never home. And we only had one car. So I ended up changing jobs. And then we found that in Colorado, they had a better medical setup for our son. So we moved here. So the delay on the book was continual. But I continued to write notes all the way through, and I never allowed anything to stop. And then when I got to Colorado, it was very hard to get up and running. And we ended up not having a job. And it was very hard. And I just stayed consistent, and finally I got through with it, and it seemed like everything just rolled out. When I got to Colorado, all the doors opened up, opportunities opened up, everything.
All right. This is a book I love. I hope you go out and buy it. M.R. Temple, Rides of the Witches, Tate Publishing. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. We'll change topics, come back after a break.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLS Consumer Access.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-658-3876.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Ann Coulter, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor.
All right, we return at 34 minutes after the hour, and I know I talked about how much I like werewolves and vampires with our last guest, but I like this more because this is reality. And joining us with a subject that hits home to me every day and I frequently talk about, and I hope I do it well enough on air, is Carmine Gallo, who's previously been a guest on the show. He's the best-selling author of Talk Like Ted, two-time Wall Street Journal best-selling author, and he's a communications coach as well. He's the founder of Gallo Communications, the name of the book published by St. Martin's Press, The Storyteller's Secret, From TED Speakers to Business Legends, Why Some Ideas Catch On and Others Don't. And Carmine, great to have you back.
Well, thank you, Stu. Thanks for inviting me back.
Oh, that's great. And I'm not certainly comparing myself to the likes of Richard Branson, Mark Burnett, Joel Osteen, and others whom you talk about in this book, but I certainly do get the idea and found out almost immediately from giving public talks that you can communicate the information you want to communicate, but instead of putting people to sleep with something that's entirely pedantic in nature, do it in the form of a story and try to relate it. It's so amazing, isn't it, that this is how to captivate people's attention? But you have to have something to talk about, and I'm not saying anybody can do it.
Well, ideas that catch on are ultimately wrapped in story. So if we look at the most popular TED Talks, for example, which this book, The Storyteller's Secret, is sort of a spinoff from my previous book on the TED Talks, the reason Charlie Rose once said that the reason why TED Talks go viral, the reason why they're so popular, is because the big idea is wrapped in personal story, which is very true. So if you look at all the most viral TED Talks, the most popular ones, in some of my analysis, 65 to 70% of the content of those talks are story. Facts are reinforced within the stories, data, but the stories come first. And in business today, Stu, and you know this very well, we don't use narrative very often. And yet narrative and storytelling is something that anthropologists have found is wired in our DNA. We've been doing it for 400,000 years. We just don't apply it very often to our everyday business, and yet we can, and it'll set us apart when we do.
Right, and I was just mentioning to you off here, I give talks once a month to authors on how to do radio, telling them to use their time but tell a story. It's almost a contradiction, because how do you tell a story within 10 minutes? But I think how important it is, and you emphasize this in the book, that break it into three. Three is that magic number, conceptual in your mind, thoughts or paragraphs or concepts. Too much of a good thing is not wonderful, as Mae West says that too much of a good thing is wonderful. It's quite the opposite in a sense, isn't it?
Well, storytelling is not something that needs to be complicated. I'm not talking about a personal story like, hey, here's what happened to me on the way to the office to conduct this interview. That's not what we mean by personal story necessarily. What I mean is those stories that are core to who you are, that may have reflected a struggle or a failure in your life that you've overcome. Those stories actually work the best in business and teach us the lesson that came from that. That personal story is going to be the most memorable. But it can also be case studies or stories about other people or simply wrapping an idea in the components of narrative. You know, have a setup where you talk about the status quo. If you're, let's say you're pitching a client, Stu. Let's talk to your listeners. You're pitching a client. You have a new business idea or you want them to buy a product or a service. A three-step storytelling structure would simply be, here's the status quo. here's what's happening to your company today, and everything looks fine. Act two is now I'm going to introduce a villain. I'm going to introduce a problem that you may not even see coming. And act three is the hero. The hero is going to solve your problem and make your business and the world a better place. You can create and craft a little message like that and deliver it in 1 or 2 minutes. So it doesn't have to be that complicated. But if you look at every great leader, almost every great leader, and I interviewed a lot for the book. I have Joel Osteen, you know, the famous pastor.
Absolutely.
I've got Richard Branson. I've got billionaires. I've got mega television producers like Mark Burnett. All of them say the same thing, that much of their success came from their ability to communicate their ideas effectively. Mark Burnett, the producer of Survivor, came to America with $200 in his pocket, and he started selling T-shirts on Venice Beach in California. That was his first entrepreneurial venture. But he said, Carmine, all success comes from the ability to sell something, whether it's a product or an idea. And Mark Burnett said, my greatest skill was pitching and storytelling.
Are there other common threads that you found in all of these successful people? Or is a lot of this individuality? And I always tell people, don't try to be someone else. You can do exactly what Carmine Gallo is saying, but you've got to retain your own identity. What other common threads did you find?
Reframe the story you tell yourself. So here I was writing a business book, and that's what this is. Primarily, it's a business book. But then I realized that most of these great speakers that we know had to overcome terrifying and paralyzing self-doubt. Many of them. Richard Branson was terrified of public speaking. Barbara Corcoran, who's on Shark Tank, was terrified of public speaking. Warren Buffett was terrified of public speaking. Joel Osteen, the reason why I have a pastor in this book, and it's not a religious book, it's a business book. However, for 17 years, he did not preach on a stage because he didn't think that he had anything to offer. He was behind the scenes. He was perfectly comfortable behind the scenes. Other people were pushing and prodding him, and he realized at some point he started to realize, I got to reframe my own narrative. I have to see myself as worthy and confident of being in front of a stage and sharing my story with people. And it's only after that he began preaching, and today he sells out Yankee Stadium. So here is a man who for 17 years did not believe in himself, and today sells out stadiums around the world. That's a profound transformation.
Well, it is, and you don't have to agree with the message, and I certainly have some criticisms of Joel Osteen, but I'm always impressed, and I have watched him, not from a religious standpoint, only because of what you're saying, just to watch a master of the craft and what he does and how engaging he is, that tremendous personality, and the fact that he's successful. Bottom line is he's successful. You've also found, Carmine, that there's a neurological or a neuroscientific aspect to this. Explain.
Oh, I love this. When a person, the reason why you remember stories is because when you hear a story, it triggers a rush of brain chemicals, including dopamine, oxytocin, which forces you to pay attention, and also creates empathy with another person. So they're actually studying this in a lab. When people watch a video, for example, and they see a very heart-wrenching story of maybe a young boy with an illness or something like that, it raises their level of oxytocin in the bloodstream. Oxytocin creates empathy between two people. It's called the love molecule. And those people who have a higher level of oxytocin are more likely to give money to that particular charity. So, in other words, when you hear stories, when you see real stories of real people, because that's our soul, that's why we're different from robots, we are wired to respond to story. And so that's why if you're not telling stories and you're just telling facts, like Vinod Khosla, the billionaire venture capitalist, told me this. He said, Carmine, entrepreneurs, especially and business professionals, are all about the facts. Facts alone are not enough. You have to do storytelling to connect with people emotionally.
I couldn't agree more. I think one of the dangers facing us, and it may not be directly related to this, but I think it's related enough to be worth the question, is that we're moving into an increased technological age where we're becoming more and more dependent upon different kinds of communication skills. We always kind of need to remind it. It'll go back, and it's rooted in this. There are certain things that should still occur. Do you see the dangers?
When I wrote this book, I was obviously focused on storytelling and not so much about how this is going to separate us from all the automation that's happening out there. After I put the book to bed, after all the content was put to bed, I read another book. Then I got freed up and I started reading books again. And I read a book called Humans Are Underrated, which is actually, it was a very popular book. And it talked about how computers and automation are displacing us in virtually every task, tasks that even a few years ago we never thought would be automated.
I wish we had more time on this. You know, the one thing I want to add that you talk about is keep it simple. I love Rick Santelli on CNBC. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. But thanks so much for joining us, Carmine Gallo, the book, The Storyteller's Secret. Thanks, Carmine. Great stuff. It's something that's special and dear to me.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is David Faber from CNBC. Love those questions from Stu Taylor. Always does a great interview.
All right, final segment. Morning just flying by here. Got an echo there, Laurie. If you get rid of the echo. Well, we are now joined by Eddie Mae Rose. The book is A Torn Rose. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, or barnesandnoble.com. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and I want to ask you a little bit of a play on words here. Rose, your last name, the Book of Torn Rose. What's the connection?
Well, the connection is I was torn but never broken.
And explain that in terms of what you're talking about as far as when your difficulties in life started.
My difficulties in life started when my husband never picked me up from the hospital. I was left an extra day with nobody to come and get.
Was this when you were giving birth to one of your children?
Yes, my son. I had two girls, and I went to have my son, and no one came for me.
Well, were there any warnings? I mean, did this just come out of the blue? What was the reason?
Well, I just woke up that morning and my life changed. No one came to pick me up. I was left in the hospital.
Well, how long ago was this?
This was 36 years ago.
Did your husband ever come back?
Well, no, he never came back. He came back, but I didn't get to see him.
What was the reason?
Well, the reason is they found his body 11 months later, about 5 miles from home.
And what was the cause?
The cause of death has never been proven.
What do you think it was? What do you think it was? Was this the result of foul play?
Well, I was told that he froze to death. This was one of the coldest days of the year. And that's what I was told, that he froze to death. I was in the hospital, so I have no idea of what happened. I was told that he celebrated the birth of his son a little bit too much.
Eddie Mae, how did you handle this, and how are you handling things today? I know it's a long, long time since.
Well, back then I shed a lot of tears. I had no help, no support, and I had three small children, ages newborn, 2 years old, and 1 year old. And in between crying and praying, I just had to make my life better for them.
Why do you think people would be interested in this book? Why do you think they'll buy this book?
Because this is a soul-searching book. I had to soul-search myself. I had to stand up and be both a mother and a father for these children. And I had tough times, but I never gave up. Off of the strength of my children, I never gave up.
Was this difficult as an experience for you to write this book? Was it painful to write it? Or was it healing?
It was healing to write it. It was a release to write it. This is something I had held in for 36 years. And it was a relief to write it. I mean, I still carry those days with me. And I will always carry those days with me. But it was a relief. It seemed like something just lifted up off of me when I wrote this book. And I was able to talk about it.
Whom is this book intended for? Who should buy it?
Oh, this book is intended for young adults, and anybody that's going through some trials and tribulations. That this book is for them because it picks you up.
I want to jump fast forward here. What is your life like today?
Oh, my life is beautiful today. Life is beautiful. I have a wonderful husband, a beautiful family, grandchildren, great grandchildren. It's beautiful.
Well, how many children do you have?
I have four children.
Oh, you got four. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad to hear a happy turnaround. Was there a watershed moment? Was there a moment where your life just changed for the better? And if so, what was that moment?
Well, my life changed for the better when I picked myself up. I stopped crying. I picked myself up, and I knew what I had to do. I just couldn't lay there anymore. So I picked myself up, dusted myself off, and I started walking forward.
What kind of a reaction have you gotten from people who have read the book?
They said, I don't understand how you're standing today. And I tell them, by the grace of God, I'm standing.
What did you learn from writing this book? Did you learn anything about yourself?
Yes, I did. I learned that I need more of an understanding, you know, from people. You know, you need to understand life more. Just don't judge people by how they look. You need to understand life. Because a lot of people sometimes, they tell me they've been through similar things that I've been through. But you'll never know it by looking at them. So you just need to understand people and stop judging people.
Was this the first book that you've ever written?
Yes, it is.
Do you plan to write more?
Yes, I do.
On the same subject or something different?
Something different. This is going to be something different. Totally different.
All right, we have 1 minute, about a minute left. I'd like you to have a conclusion to this, something you'd like to tell our listening audience.
Well, to my listening audience out there, I ask that you purchase the book and give me feedback. I love feedback on the book. Or you can go to my website.
Which is?
Anytime and contact me. It's Eddie Mae Rose.
All right, that's EddieMaeRose.com?
Yes.
All right, and that's the website. Again, the name of the book is A Torn Rose. And another riveting story. I love stories, Eddie, that have such happy endings. We hear too many that don't, and yours should be an inspiration to all people who are suffering through the consequences that life doles out, you know, doles it out to everybody, and it's unexpected. And I thank you so very, very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. I wish you continued success.
All right. I thank you very much.
All right. The book, again, A Torn Rose by Eddie Mae Rose. You can go to her website, eddiemaerose.com. It's published by Tate Publishing. And I want to thank everyone for listening. Wishing you a great weekend. See you back here on Monday. Stay tuned.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,